بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament. June 4, 2018. The other point that stands out in the Imam's testament is the need for attention towards Cold War and psychological warfare waged by the enemy. Whenever the enemy fails to achieve its goals in practice, it resorts to psychological warfare to dishearten nations and fill their hearts with despair. Through psychological warfare and intimidation, they try to convince other nations to end their opposition. This can only mean that they have not been able to resist our nation in particular arenas. The enemy's psychological warfare started in the early days after the revolution, and it has continued to this day. Sometimes they said the revolution will not last longer than 2 months, and sometimes they said it will last for only 2 years. It has been 30 years now that our revolution has continued with full strength and has made the Iranian nation increasingly unified, helpful, and dynamic.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Today, they are waging psychological warfare in various ways. They want to convince the Iranian nation and the Iranian youth that they cannot achieve anything without a connection to domineering powers. This is a grave danger that the Imam has drawn our attention towards. The enemy denies the great advances of our nation. The revolution has managed to overcome several obstacles over the past 30 years. When one delves into the history of world revolutions, they realize that there have rarely been as many obstacles in the way of a nation and a revolution as opposed to Iran's revolution. Also, that all other revolutions are normally thwarted by these obstacles and eventually surrender to the enemy, unlike the Iranian nation. Our revolution has been able to proceed and reach great summits in spite of numerous threats, sanctions, antagonistic measures, plots, and obstructionism. The revolution is looking forward to reaching higher summits and it's proceeding vigorously. Enemies yearn to take this motivation away from the Iranian nation.
You've done